called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared and broken world. God of companionship, encourage our relationships with our siblings in Christ. Bless our conversations, shape our shared future, and give us hearts eager to join in a festal shout of praise. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of abundance, you make your creation thrive and grow to provide all that we need. Bless farmers as they watch over their crops, which provide much-needed food for both human and animal consumption. Inspire us to care for our environment and be attuned to where the earth is crying out. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of mercy, your grace is poured out for all. Inspire authorities, political leaders, members of parliament, mayors, and judges to act with compassion and justice for everyone. Teach us to overcome fear with hope, meet hate with love to bring an end to racism, to give a cold cup of water to those who thirst, and to welcome one another as we would welcome you. We remember this morning all people of color, the LGBTQ community, our Indigenous brothers and sisters, and all who feel oppressed and unheard in society. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of care, accompany all who are in deepest need. Strengthen those who are in prison or awaiting trial. Comfort those who are sick, injured, lonely, or abandoned. We remember this morning Eddie, Elaine, Ruth, Marianne, Susie, David, Donelda, Lynette, the citizens and agri workers in Leamington and Kingsville, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Renew the spirits of all who call upon you. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of community, we give thanks for this congregation. Give us passion to embrace your mission and the vision to recognize where you are leading us. Teach us to live more faithfully with each other. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of love, you gather in your embrace all who have died. Keep us steadfast in our faith and renew our trust in your promise. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, giving one cup of cold water to the least, the lost, and the littlest. Thanks be to God. Our sending hymn today is To Be Your Presence, and it is from the ELW number 546. May peace be with you this week. Amen.